Good afternoon, children. Welcome to e-learning classes launched by Atomic Energy Education Society. I am K. Sridhar, TGT Maths Physics from Atomic Energy Central School 2, Kalpakkam. In previous module, we learned about the triangles and some properties of the triangles, congruent figures, congruent relations and congruent triangles. Also, we have discussed about the criteria for congruence of two triangles by SAS congruence criteria, that is side angle side congruence criteria. Now, in this module, we will discuss about ASA congruence criteria, AAS congruence criteria, SSS congruence criteria and RHS congruence criteria. Now, first ASA congruence criteria. ASA congruence criteria, that is angle side angle. That is, if two triangles are congruent, if two angles and the included side of one triangle are equal to two angles and the included side of the other triangle, this triangle, this congruence rule, we need to prove it. Now, what is given in this statement? Two triangles are given, so let us take the two triangles names as A, B, C and D, E, F, and also two angles. So, let angle B is equal to angle E and angle C is equal to angle F and included side let BC is equal to EF. So, you can see the figure. So, two triangles ABC and DEF, in that angle B is equal to angle E, angle C is equal to angle F and BC is equal to EF is given. We need to prove it, triangle ABC is congruent to triangle DEF. For proving the congruence of the two triangles, three cases will arise. First case, let us assume AB is equal to DE. Actually, what are the three cases? Means either AB is equal to DE or AB is greater than DE and AB is less than DE. There are three possibilities are there when we are comparing the two sides AB and DE. Now, first case we are assuming that AB is equal to DE. If we are assuming AB is equal to DE, now you observe these two triangles ABC and DEF. AB is equal to DE, we have assumed. Angle B is equal to angle E, it is given. And BC is equal to EF also, it is given. Therefore, these two triangles are congruent by SAS congruence criteria or SAS congruence rule. So, if AB is equal to DE directly by SAS congruence criteria, these two triangles will become congruent. Now, second case, let AB is not equal to DE, then AB is greater than DE, you assume. When we are assuming AB is greater than DE, then we can take a point P on AB such that PB is equal to DE. So, we have to take a point P on AB in such a way that PB should become equal to DE since AB is greater than DE. Now, you consider triangle PBC and triangle DEF. In triangle PBC and triangle DEF, PB is equal to DE by construction we got it. And angle B is equal to angle E, it is given. And BC is equal to EF, also it is given. Now, we can conclude that triangle PBC is congruent to triangle DEF by again SAS congruence rule. Since the triangles are congruent, their corresponding parts will be equal. Therefore, angle PCB is equal to angle DFE by CPCT. But it is given that angle ACB is equal to angle DFE. So from these two equations, if you are comparing, then you can say that angle ACB is equal to angle PCB. So this angle ACB is equal to angle PCB is possible only if P coincides with A. If P coincides with A, then AB will become equal to DE. When AB will become equal to DE, that means AB is equal to DE. So the two triangles ABC and DEF are congruent by SAS congruence rule. Then case 3. In case 3, so the third possibility, that is AB is less than DE, we are assuming. So let us assume AB is less than DE, then by same way we can choose a point M on DE such that ME is equal to AB, and repeating the same argument as given in case 2, we can conclude that again AB is equal to DE. So therefore ABC, triangle ABC is congruent to triangle DEF. So when two angles and included side of one triangle are respectively equal to two angles and included side of the other triangle, then the two triangles are congruent by ASA. This is the theorem which is very important, we have to prove it. Now the AAS congruence rule. For AAS congruence rule, ASA congruence rule only, further we can expand it. By ASA congruence criteria, if two angles and included side of one triangle are equal to two angles and included side of the other triangle, and by using the angle sum property, that is the sum of the three angles of a triangle is 180 degrees. With these two concepts, we can say that in two triangles, two pairs of angles are equal, then the third angle in both the triangles are also equal. So by using this, we can conclude AAS congruence rule, that two triangles are congruent by AAS if any two pairs of angles and one pair of corresponding sides, which is not included side, are also equal. By then the two triangles are congruent by AAS. Now the third congruence criteria is SSS congruence criteria. So SSS congruence criteria, if three sides of one triangle are equal to the corresponding three sides of another triangle, then the two triangles are congruent by SSS congruence criteria. So you can see the figure also. Here two triangles are given and the corresponding length of the sides also are given. The three sides measurements are 3.5 centimeters, 4 centimeters and 4.5. Here also 3.5, 4 and 4.5. So the three sides are equal, therefore the two triangles are congruent by SSS congruence criteria. Then the fourth congruence criteria is RHS congruence criteria. So in RHS congruence criteria, if two right triangles, if you are taking, in two right triangles, the hypotenuse and one side of one triangle are equal to the hypotenuse and one side of the other triangle, then the two triangles are congruent. So in a two right triangles, hypotenuse and one side of one triangle are equal to the hypotenuse and one side of the other triangle, then the two triangles are congruent by RHS. So RHS is stands for right angle, hypotenuse and any side. So in this class we have discussed about the four congruence criteria: ASA, AAS, it is nothing but the expansion of the ASA, and SSS and RHS. Now let us discuss some examples on these congruence criteria. So on each congruence criteria, just one example just I am going to discuss, just you can go through the problems. Now the first example is the example on ASA congruence criteria. In the given figure, if the line segment AB is parallel to another line segment RS, so just you can observe the figure, AB line segment is parallel to RS line segment, and O is the midpoint of AS, O is the midpoint of AS, then you have to show that triangle AOB is congruence to triangle SOR. Also, O is the midpoint of BR, you have to prove it. So, what is given in this problem? AB is parallel to RS is given, and O is the midpoint of AS is given. When O is the midpoint of AS, OA is equal to OS. Now, you take the triangle AOB and triangle SOR. So, in triangle AOB and triangle SOR, angle 1 is equal to angle 4. They are alternate interior angles because AB is parallel to RS. So, angle 1 is the angle OAB, angle 4 is angle OSR. So, these two angles are equal because they are alternate interior angles. And OA is equal to OS is given because O is the midpoint of AS is given. And angle 2 is equal to angle 3, they are vertically opposite angles. So, therefore, these two triangles are congruence by SASA, that is triangle AOB is congruence to triangle SOR by ASA. When the two triangles are congruence, the other corresponding parts are equal, that is by CPCT. So, here OB is equal to OR by CPCT, or O is the midpoint of BR. Now, just a second example you can see, which is based on the AAS congruence criteria. So, if any two angles are given, not included side is given also, we can say that by AAS the two triangles are congruence. So, just go through this example. 2. ABC is an isosceles triangle in which altitude BE and CF are drawn to equal sides AC and AB respectively. You can see the figure, and AB and AC are equal sides, and BE and CF are the altitudes. See, it is a isosceles triangle, it is given, and in which two sides are equal means AC and AB are equal. Now, you have to show that these altitudes are equal, that means BE is equal to CF, you have to prove it. So, triangle ABC is an isosceles triangle is given, and AB is equal to AC also is given. And BE is perpendicular to AC because altitude it is given, and CF is perpendicular to AB. Now, you consider triangle ABE and triangle ACF, triangle ABE and triangle ACF. In this, angle A is equal to angle A common, angle AEB is equal to angle AEC, both are equal to 90 degrees. And AB is equal to AC. So, triangle ABE is congruence to triangle ACF by AAS. So, therefore, here when the two triangles are congruence by AAS, then BE is equal to CF by CPCT. So, here it is typed wrong, it is not AEC, it is AFC is 90 degrees. Now, the third congruence criteria we can see, SSS. Based on SSS, you can see in the figure ABC and DBC are the two isosceles triangles on the same base BC. Show that angle ABD is equal to angle ACD. Now, you can see the solution for this. Just you need the construction join AD. Now, in triangle ABD and triangle ACD, AB is equal to AC because it is an isosceles triangle, and BD is equal to CD, it is also isosceles triangle, and AD is equal to AD common side. So when you are comparing the triangle ABD and ACD, all the three sides are equal. So therefore the two triangles are congruent by SSS. So triangle ABD is congruent to triangle ACD by SSS congruence criteria. So when the two triangles are congruent, the corresponding parts of the congruent triangles are equal. Therefore angle ABD is equal to angle ACD by CPCT. Then see the last congruence criteria, that is RHS. In the given figure, ABC is a triangle in which AB is equal to AC and AD is an altitude on BC. You have to prove that AD bisects angle A. Now just you can see the solution. Already AD is the bisector of angle A, means AD you can draw, and you compare the two triangles ABD and ACD. In triangle ABD and triangle ACD, AD is an altitude on BC. Now angle ADB is equal to angle ADC is equal to 90 degrees and AB is equal to AC, it is given, and AD is equal to AD common side. So therefore these two triangles ABD and ACD are congruent by RHS, that is angle ADB and angle ADC 90 degrees, AB and AC are the hypotenuse which are equal, and any one corresponding side, that is AD, is equal to AD. So triangle ABD is congruent to triangle ACD by RHS congruence criteria. When the two triangles are congruent, the corresponding parts of congruent triangles, that is angle BAD is equal to angle CAD by CPCT. When angle BAD is equal to angle CAD, this AD bisects angle A. So these are the four congruence criteria we have learned, and some properties and inequalities we will discuss in the next module. So thank you.